Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let us start the show.
Sing along.
Two lost lambs hold hands, find a man, not a man, understand, he's the daddy son of Sam, and hey, they found the Lord of Pain. Dark words overheard, nipple twist, rug burn, demon bird, doom her, me and Stevie Gutenberg, liar, in the lake of fire. Satan, can you hear us? We are on our way. I'd just like to give our praise today. That's the Akamai way.
Yep, hang on a minute. Let me see. Hang on. There we go. Hey! Hey there, guys! Welcome to the show, and you're so welcome to it. Just went to get some blank paper, because tonight is quiz night. Gonna play some games, gonna have some fun. Gonna have to forcibly put you in teams, because when we did this, you all went Team Boyle. That's not fair, that's unfair, that's a very mean thing to do. It's not funny, it's not funny. So please don't do that tonight. Welcome to the show, guys. It is quiz night, it's fun night, it's party time! And guess what? Catherine's not here. Did I send her the email? Yeah, I did. Of course I did. You know, I sent the email to her. I sent the email to you Patreon guys who are too lazy to look up for yourselves. And oh, what a surprise. What a surprise. Catherine's not here on quiz night.
Catherine's not here on quiz night, guys. I got some bad news.
Because she's scared. She's a woman. And she is scared of looking fragile. Because ladies aren't allowed to be fragile no more. They gotta be mums and fighters and firemen. Police officers going round the bend. Cause a lady can't be a woman no more. That's quite good actually, isn't it? I was just making it up on the spot. I think that's quite good. A lady can't be a woman no more. I'll drink to that, eh? Where the bloody hell is she? So, it's been a good day for me today. What did I do today? Oh, well, I've started work on the Alenopod. And it was going to be like a little 20-minute thing. It's going to be nudging an hour. I've chatted with Clive Bull today, who shared some memories of Lena being a teenager. Matt Allwright has sent a clip. Gatford sent a lovely clip. Mark, Lino's friend, Mark Ede, has sent a clip. The thing that Catherine and I did last night is in there. And she knows we're doing a show, right? And Stephen Page is going to do something. I've got a very special guest who's going to write a song. Jamie East, I think, is going to do something. It's going to be... It's collars. He's starching the collars. It's going to be one hell of a podcast. And it's going to be fun. I want it to be fun. So it's going to be fun, but it's going to be like an hour. It's me thinking it's going to be a little 20-minute.
A little 20-minute thing will knock up.
It's bloody ages. It's going to be fun. Hopefully at some point next week. Maybe we'll release it on the day of the funeral. I don't quite know when the funeral is. You'd be very welcome to come along.
If you want to come along.
No flowers, please. They've set up a charity. No, they've not set up a charity. They've not set up Great Ormond Street. Look at that.
Look at my face.
Round face, moon face. It's not Nigel from Maidstone, no. So, she'll turn up when she turns up. She knows. So, where will the funeral be? I think Wembley. I think it's going to be in Wembley. Wembley, Wembley. It's a great big place in London and they call it Wembley. That's a Frank Sidebottom thing. So, yeah, there's a link. I'll repost the link if you want to give some... No flowers, please. But, yeah, so this podcast is going to be a lovely little souvenir. Souvenirs. What's that from? Souvenirs. That is not a fake doggy dude. Oh, it's from Top Secret, isn't it? Top Secret. Well done, Katia. That's Top Secret, isn't it? Souvenirs. Omar Sharif in Top Secret, ladies and gentlemen. Souvenirs. I can't remember what else he says. So my Brady Bunch obsession was just dying. It was just dying down. And then there's this song, Parallel Lines, by the Brady Bunch. Holy shit. Pure sunshine, what they call sunshine pop. Bubblegum music, novelties, party tricks, souvenirs. And I've just had it on repeat. And then I found the guy that wrote it on YouTube. And he's like I think he's a jujitsu cop. Should we have a look? He's a jujitsu cop, right? Parallel Lines, Brady Bunch. And then I just found loads of documentaries about the Brady Bunch, right? So I'm totally in for that. Totally up for that. And then I found, so I'll tell you in a second. Then I found something even cooler. Hang on a second. Let's just get my lady. Here's my lady.
Sorry, everyone.
We need an excuse, Catherine. You can make it up, but we need one. They deserve one. They're paying for this.
The excuse was I couldn't get the Wi-Fi to work. And so I did some rudimentary investigation and I found that one of the kids had kicked the thing out, the plug out.
Kick the thing out of them in a minute.
So sorry about that, everyone. Sorry about that.
You've not commented on what I'm wearing.
I'm wearing a cardigan.
A new cardigan I got for £2.30 on eBay. Marks's. Oh,
congrats.
Yeah. And I'm wearing the same shirt as last night. Because sometimes you can get 2 days out of a shirt, can't you?
Depends when you put it on, I think. Because sometimes I don't get dressed until I need to go and pick up the kids.
I wore this for most of yesterday, but my movement was very, very slow. And I've not had the heating on. So it's fine. Although today I've treated myself to the heating on a bit. Just a bit. Half an hour. Now I'm too hot, but I'm not taking the cardigan off because it cost me £2.30.
Principles, man. You've got to have principles.
£4 postage. Then I went on to Vinted. Want one more cardigan. One more cardigan because I'm a counsellor, therapist. That's what you need. Psychotherapist. Yeah, that's what you need. So I want a chunky one. £14.99. I said £12. They went, go on then. That was their response.
That's what we all do.
Yeah. Is that an auto response, or would he have had to have typed that?
He would have had to. It was an auto response, but you have to say accept or decline.
But the "I'll go on then," he or she would have written that.
Yeah,
suckers. I'd have gone to 13. I'd have paid the full price.
I put a dress on yesterday. It was for £15. They said 12. I can't be asked to haggle over £3.
Oh, you go down to 14. Come on.
No.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story.
In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I am doing something very naughty tonight and something insane. Do you want to know what it is?
Go on. No pants.
I've got a fucking pot of coffee on the go.
Wow. Okay. Now that's
of coffee.
That is mad. No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's hot.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. So I had a glass cafetiere and I've been through about four of them because they shatter.
The beaker, you know, you can replace the beaker.
Well, do you know what? I thought if I'm going to get a tin one. So I got a tin one. How many? So in here, right? This is an 8-cupper, but that's like tiny cups. So I get 2.5 mugs out of it. I put in 2 heaped dessert spoons of coffee. That's right, isn't it? Because I never really know. Because it says like 1 per cup or something. But Is that? Would you 2 heaped dessert spoons of coffee? Is that right?
It's your digestive system, so. Stop doing that, please. It's your digestive system, so you know what you can handle.
You know the only downside of this? There's no window. There's no window.
You can't see when you're nearly done.
No, mate. But it won't shatter and keeps cutting me there. Shatter and cut me there. How did it shatter? Mine is still spick and span after 20 years. Because I clean mine, Katia. That's why.
I had to replace my beaker once because...
That's not a euphemism.
Of pan cupboard Jenga, basically.
Excuse me, I'm just gonna have a cup of Joe. Not my sister.
I want one now, but it's a ridiculous time to be drinking coffee. I slept about 3 hours last night.
Oh, that's bad. Why? Were you at
Don't know. Was I at it?
Yeah, crossword puzzles and Sudoku.
And certainly not Sudoku. Don't do flipping number squares in bed. I'm not that geeky.
Number squares. You don't do number squares then, is it?
Nah, bollocks to that. They're calling it Sudoku to make it sound more sexy, but it's number squares. That's what we called it when we were doing the gin maths at school. Remember those workbooks?
No.
Yeah.
Go on.
Gin or gin? G-I-N-N. And they had like little cartoons on to try and trick you that it was fun. It was not fun.
Did anybody else have read, write and remember books? This is like when I was like 6, 7. You had rewrite, remember, and they're all different colours.
If I did, the third bit of it has failed.
Thank you. And you, Alistair, had a succulent Chinese meal after. I've been wanting a Chinese for ages, and I finally did it the other day. It was so rubbish. I got, I didn't have my glasses on, so I saw sweet and sour pea, and I want sweet and sour pork, so I ordered what I thought was sweet and sour pork, sweet and sour prawns. Ah, awful. Owen's calling Alistair Ali. Let's see how this pans out.
is that like calling Deborah Mead and Debs?
Debs then Debbie is what they did. Oh, it's The Apprentice tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Right. Well, after this, I'm up in bed watching The Apprentice in my bed because I've got TV in my bed. I've got a new heated blanket in my bed. It's not new. I bought it ages ago and then never opened it. I thought I should probably open that because the cats claw mine and bits of it go dead.
They love that fabric, don't they?
Yeah, but
the hoodie fabric and the heated blanket fabric, that sort of fine fleece.
So this was a cheap one. No, it's 40 quid, 45 quid. And I was up there watching Community. Loads of episodes I hadn't seen. And then I thought, right, I'm going to put it somewhere the cats can't get it. So I unplugged it and then I touched the plug.
That shouldn't happen.
Exactly, that shouldn't happen. Anyway, I folded it up. It's in the wardrobe. Cats can't get it. It's mine. It's the element of risk kind of excites it. Excites me a little bit. Hang on. Before the Chinese meal, I was saying something very important. Pourquoi? Yati.
Vinted.
No, it was after that, Catherine. Come on, do keep up.
Was it look and read and remember?
Read, write and remember. So they were all colours. And they had like words in it. But what I remember,
Were they shiny?
No. I wasn't very great at school. But so you'd be doing it and your friend would be miles ahead. You go, wait for me. Do you ever used to say that? Wait for me. You didn't because you were the one that was ahead.
I was the friend.
Wait for me. And then they'd wait for you and then you'd overtake them and go, suckers. They go, wait for me. Go,
oh. I was that friend.
Yeah, well, was that. Yeah, was that.
Well, it's, I think actually my eyesight was bad because I used to always write with my face like that far from the paper. And I think it's my eyesight in retrospect. I don't write like that now. And that's the end of that story.
Welcome, Mark. Welcome, Katia. Visionary, Alistair, Linny, Owen, Itzumpa. Katia, you're talking too much in the chat. It means I can't see all of the names. So just, I'm joking. It's a joke. Jim Adebo, Katifa. Oh, we're talking about... So before you join, we're talking about Jiu-Jitsu Cop. So my Brady Bunch thing is just starting to wane, just as the Brady Bunch book arrives. It's just starting to wane. And then I got back. There's this song by the Brady Bunch. I urge everyone to go and listen to it, right? Parallel Lines, right? I tell you what's great about it. Pure bubblegum, what they call sunshine pop, right? Which could also, is a Venn diagram. You've got sunshine pop, you've got bubblegum pop. They overlap, and this song is in there, right? And what I like about
it. The thing they have in common is they are white.
Very, very white. Very white. But it's also, I've worked out something I like in songs. I like descending parts. That's why Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers. I can't remember. Saturday Night. And then the bass is going down underneath it. So.
A lot of mamas and papas follow
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I love a descending little bass line. I love a little descending riff. Or if the bass line's going under, going down, but then the other bit's going up. Oh, I love it. And I've worked it out and it's great. And there's loads of that in this song. So I've been trying to find out stuff about this song, right? And I haven't really been able to find anything because it's an obscure song on a Brady Bunch album and which nobody bought. They never sold. God knows why they kept... kept making them, but they did. Mm-hmm. But I did find... Hang on a second. Let me just turn this down here. I did find... Let me share screen. It's going to be one hell of a show tonight. It's quiz night, guys. I hope you're ready for quiz night. So that... Just bear with me while I shut this up, because I'm going to make Catherine bigger.
Bigger still, please. And by the way, the quiz night has begun for you audience members, because I will be asking a question in a second.
Okay, so I found this song, right? So this is, and I want it normal, default view. No, there we go. Right. Oh, what have I done, bloody? No. Default view. Right.
It comes from Sam Smith received hundreds of complaints and backlash over both.
Is that the anti-gay marriage lady?
No, someone banging on. Someone banging on a Sam Smith in the street in New York.
Oh, Jesus. So look, there's the Brady Bunch dressed up in 1920 stuff for the Brady Bunch phonograph album. So this guy wrote it, right? So I wrote, absolutely obsessed with this song. Thanks for writing it. Thumbs up. Right. And then I wrote, do you have any more songs recorded? And is there a demo of this? Seriously, I've listened to this over 30 times in the past week. I've listened to it over 50 times, but I didn't want to appear obsessive.
Yeah. Well, okay.
So this guy says... A song I wrote for the Brady Bunch with my partner, Glenn Ballantyne, in 1973. I thought, all right, well, I'll have a look at this guy's channel because there might be some more of this bubblegum pop. Jiu-Jitsu Cop. Okay, well, let's have a little look at his channel. He's a fucking Jiu-Jitsu Cop.
Oh, right. It's not a fancy name. It's an appropriate description.
This is him. He's actually a cop. What does Jiu-Jitsu? This is it. So there's this wonderful bubblegum pop song and the rest of it is
violence.
Him beating the crap out of people. And that's... Oh, hang on. Hang on. There are some Jiu-Jitsu Cop getting tasered. Whoa, what's this? In our department, we are all required to take a real hit from a taser in order to qualify. If you're in any doubt how painful it is, listen to my voice and check out my face. All right, let's have the audio for this. So this guy wrote Parallel Lines by the Brady Bunch.
And he's now he's being punished for it.
Yeah, this is what happens.
Yeah, well...
See how good your black belt does you now.
I feel like going to the bathroom.
Don't worry, you will.
See that? I feel like going to the bathroom. Don't worry, you will.
I can't hear it, but it's
can you not? Okay, let me share sound. There you go. You got it.
Feel like going to the bathroom. Don't worry, you will.
School? I don't know. We'll find out in a minute if I'll be at school tonight.
Here we go. We're about to watch a guy that wrote a song recorded by the Brady Bunch being tasered. Richard Barnes is here. Unbelievable behavior. By the way, Katia, sorry, you chat as much as you want. I do apologise. That was a joke, and I know that you have no sense of humour. So. Just do it! Do it! As they would say in America, do it already! Wasn't Jonathan Vernon Smith offered to be tasered? Or was he? Did he taser someone?
He would definitely go for the taser ring. If they lived the administration of it, yes.
Yeah, if they lived in a caravan, definitely. Okay. Here we go.
Ready? Sort of.
Just do it. Don't tell him when you're going to do it. Say, I'm going to do it on three. One, two. I pissed myself. That's the coolest thing ever.
Is that burning flesh?
That hurt. Yep, I tap.
And you usually
go ahead, do what you gotta do.
Yeah. In a real situation.
If this was a real situation, they'd now be kicking the shit out of him and laughing.
Yeah, it's
well, not necessarily.
Is there pee? I want to see if there's pee when he stands up. We don't. It's dry. He's dry. Maybe he wore a taser nappy. He has got more. He's doing fishing. This guy's all over the place. What's this video? Look. What the fuck is this?
Is she jiu-jitsuing a dog?
What? I hope that's what she's doing. What on earth is this?
Or is it dog yoga? He's just wiping his butt on her head.
Well, we've had that with the cats. We know what that's. We know what that's like.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.